The Nigerian military moved this weekend to restore calm in the northern city of Jos following 2 days of violent confrontations between Muslims and Christians. Reports on the fighting are sketchy. NPR's Ivan Watson is on the line from Lagos, Nigeria's commercial capital. Good morning, Ivan.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. We are hearing about scores of people injured, dead, churches burning. First of all, what do you know, and what started it?
The fighting actually seems to have broken out Friday afternoon during Muslim prayers. The build-up to this was several days of tension over what seems to have been a pretty minor local political problem. A member of one ethnic group was given a low-level political post in this state, and members of another ethnic group were angry that we're the ones who need to get this post. All it takes is a little scuffle to set things off when things get tense like this, and that's what seems to have happened. Quickly, people started burning churches, burning houses. Weapons of choice seemed to be everything from machetes to knives to guns to burning gasoline. And the fighting continued throughout the night, despite a curfew that was imposed on the city of Jos by the local government. I spoke with someone on the phone from Jos. He said he was a member of one of the armed mobs. He says they were going from house to house, pulling Muslim Hausa speakers. If you're a Hausa speaker, he said, you're finished. We'll set fire to your house and we'll kill you. The surprise of this fighting here is nobody would have expected this type of fighting in this state. You had a sizable foreign population living there comfortably with the Nigerian population, people from all over Nigeria. And yet, we have some of the worst religious fighting taking place there that we've seen this year.
Can you discern any reason for it? You mentioned a political post that was not occupied by someone who should have, some people say, gotten the political post. But are there other factors at work?
Well, the fact that the local politics are polarized along ethnic lines very frequently, that's one. And we see this kind of these bursts of violence, this phenomenon repeating themselves. There's another factor at work here, and that's that the northern part of Nigeria is largely Muslim. The southern part is largely Christian or animist. And over the past year, we've seen 9 out of Nigeria's 36 states adopt Sharia law, that's Muslim law. It's been a very controversial decision, and it's created Muslim Sharia courts in these states. It's made drinking illegal. It's made women and men riding public transport illegal. And Jos has seen a boom as a result of this, with people leaving these states and coming to Jos to set up banks and stores. It's seen a boom. Perhaps this puts some pressure on the city and maybe aggravated religious or ethnic tensions there. Another issue is that Nigeria, most of the people in this country, by Western standards, are impoverished. A huge percentage of this country lives on less than a dollar a day. And little things can get exacerbated, and unfortunately, it sets off these blood sprees where people go off killing each other for days at a time.
Does President Obasanjo have any influence here? Does the national government have any influence there?
The national government does have influence. Saturday morning, President Obasanjo made an announcement on national radio calling for peace and denouncing the fighting, calling it a national disgrace, saying that what kind of Muslims and Christians set fire to churches and mosques where people worship God? He sent in the military to help try to bring peace to the city, and apparently there have been some successful efforts at restoring calm to the center of the city. So there have been some major steps taken, especially since we did not see this type of active involvement from the federal government in the other conflicts that left more than 1,000 people dead in neighboring states in the region.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you.